Every year, the NSH Symposium Convention features a wide array of science and research, including impressive poster programs. The poster floor is a petri dish of new ideas, collaborations, and exchange of great information. I'm Linda McDonald, an NSH member, a science lover, and the NSH poster chair. During the 42nd annual NSH Symposium Conference, we were fortunate enough to sit down with many of our poster presenters to talk more about their work and the passion behind it. I am thrilled to bring you this series of podcasts and hope you will enjoy these and be inspired to submit your very own poster.
Hi, this is Mary Abuel, and I'm sitting with Chen-Lu Kwan talking about her poster, Ventana's anti-PD-L1 and the clone SP263, rabbit monoclonal antibody, a high specificity and sensitivity anti-human PD-L1 antibody. Mm-hmm. Hi, Chen-Lu, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you, Mary?
Great. Thanks for agreeing to talk with us today, and just wanted to kind of get a few questions out there so you can let the audience know about your poster.
Yes.
How would you describe your level of poster presentation knowledge? Is this your first poster, or you say you're a pro? What do you think?
I would say I presented a lot of posters before during my graduate school. However, this is my first poster for NSH.
Oh, fantastic. Well, how do you like the experience that you've had at NSH?
I have to say that it's a very good experience, full of surprises. First of all, when we submitted the poster, we found that the coordinator with submission and with the notification was very, very accommodating. She's very good at communicating with us. So I feel very happy to, you know, ask her any question I had, ask for feedbacks, and it was a great pleasure.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, great. How does this differ from different poster presentations you've done before? Anything different for you?
I personally think that probably it's a different perspective. I used to present a lot with research, heavily research focused. Mm-hmm. This one, I think that I'm presenting to a great body of professionals, right? So I would say that when I have questions from the audience, it's very interesting, very, very, full of surprises.
Well, that's great. We like to be a surprising group.
Yes.
Well, why do you think this topic is important to our members?
I think that in general, companion diagnostics is a very important field. It's uprising, it's getting hotter and hotter, but bottom line is that it's so useful. Companion diagnostics can help the healthcare professional to choose the right patient for the drug to maximize the benefit and to minimize the side effect. So I think that it's a necessary, essential tool.
Okay. Can you explain to our membership what companion diagnostics is about?
Companion diagnostics is usually an in vitro medical device to help to identify the patient population who actually have the greatest potential to respond to a certain drug.
Okay, great, thank you. What's the first thing you want people to see when they see your poster?
I think it's quite obvious that I want them to see, with our great effort, we finally developed this fantastic assay.
Great, okay. Is there something on the poster that you think might catch their eye in order to bring them to that conclusion?
Do you feel like even from the distance you see our pretty staining? That's the beautiful, assay results.
Great. That's fantastic. So did you have any surprises when you were doing this research? Did anything really pop up that maybe you were really shocked that it happened?
That's a very good question. I have to say that developing a companion diagnostic assay is a very complicated process, mainly because not only you need to optimize the assay to make it robust, sensitive, and specific, but also you're developing this assay together, side by side, with your farmer partner. So you are relying on the farmer's feedback on their clinical trial to, further you know, modify and further verify, validate your essay. So it's, you know, it's complicated in that sense.
Okay.
A lot of, you know, change in pace and change in focus, but it's a very exciting process. Mm-hmm. And eventually when we see that we have this, you know, perfect essay, it's a great reward.
Sure. Oh, that's definitely true. I mean, I know that's true for the patients. That would be just, you know, the best.
Right.
You and I talked a little bit about your poster when I was with you.
Yes.
And you were answering a question for another gentleman who was asking about your poster. And he asked about your the reason why it was still not validated or not completely out there for... it was still in development,
right.
I think, is what he said.
Right.
Do you want to talk a little bit about what you told him?
Yes. I would say for the essay per se, it's already optimized. It's out there, you know, ready to be used. Mm-hmm. However, since we are co-developing with our former partner, I think that we actually coordinate in the pace to submit for the approval from FDA. So I think that the FDA did see the trend and the benefit mm-hmm. of how, you know, how much it will benefit the patients by developing companion diagnostics assay hand in hand with the drug. So I think that a couple of years ago, they published industry guidance mm-hmm. To guide, you know, the development of companion diagnostics. And early this year in July, they actually published another draft to guide how to co-develop the CDX assay with the pharma. Mm-hmm. So for our assay, we are in the, you know, in the process of submission together with the pharma anyway. So that's why in my poster, I would say that, you know, it's being developed, but it doesn't mean that it's still, you know, out there. I mean, it's still underdeveloped. I would say that it's developed, but until it's gets its approval, then right. we will say it's done, right?
Right. Well, okay. That's wonderful. A couple of things just for people to think about. When someone comes away from your poster, reading it, looking at all the gorgeous pictures that I know I've seen,
yes.
What few words do you think they should be thinking about when they walk away?
So number one, that's a very good question. What do I want my audience think about when they walk away from the response from among a few of the audience, the viewers? I think that they feel very happy that they learned what is a CDX assay, and they also learned why CDX is so important. And even further, I think that someone told me, I learned a lot about immunotherapy. Now I understood why, you know, it works and why it works like a charm, right?
Right.
In the right case. And I also would like to tell them that, you know, we spend a lot of effort to develop this assay. It's very reliable. It's, mm-hmm. you know, very good. So if they are thinking of developing a CDX assay, come to us.
There you go. So if you had to do a follow-up project to this, mm-hmm. what do you think it would be?
Oh, there are actually a lot to follow up.
Oh, awesome.
Because cancer is so complex, mm-hmm. there's a lot of things if we have the time mm-hmm. and, how to say, if we are allowed, there are many, many research topics we can actually generate from this. If you think about from his show perspective, we probably would like to further gather the data to say, how do we know the way we take the sample from the tissue blocks will actually give us the representative result from the block, right? For our sample. That's one thing. The cancer heterogeneity mm-hmm. is one thing we would like to, you know, consider and study more. I would say the robustness of the assay. We did study and we did show, but in the, well, I probably should not actually, you know, worry about that too much. But yeah, I would say that like the pre-analytical fixatives, mm-hmm. there's a lot of things we could potentially just make it even better.
Sure.
But right now the essay is great.
No. But there's always room for improvement. So
yes,
it's always
yes.
good. It's always good to keep that in mind.
Yes, yeah. I think that's what I wanted to say.
Well, good. That's great. Anything as we wrap up, mm-hmm. is there anything else you wanted to tell us about the poster? Or do you have any tips for anyone who's presenting a poster that you'd like to impart?
Okay, I would say that easily there are a couple of tips. First of all, tell a good story about the exciting research you're doing. And then second, you know, the NSH committee is a great committee to talk to. So always, you know, approach and talk to them and get feedbacks and guidance. I think that everybody will be, you know, awesome.
Oh, that's great. Oh, well, Chin Lu, it was really a pleasure talking with you, and it was a pleasure reading your poster and going through it, and I wish you the best of luck, and hopefully you might walk away with a prize. Who knows?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, I already got a lot of reward doing, you know, the science, so it's another layer of surprise and happiness.
That's wonderful.
Talking to you.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the 2016 NSH Poster Presenter Series. We hope you enjoyed this interview and will share it with others. Visit www.histoconvention.org to learn how you can present at 43rd NSH Symposium and Convention.